It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Most students in the Manchester School District are still remote learning, but kindergartners and first graders returned to school buildings last week. These younger students are the first to test the district's hybrid learning model. Ken DiBenedetto is the principal of McDonough Elementary School, and he joins us on the phone line now to talk about how teachers and students have been handling hybrid learning so far. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now, as we said, most students are remote learning, but last Thursday was the first time in months that you had students back in the classroom. How did it go?
It went great. We had kindergarten and first grade here. We also have two district-wide special needs programs, which we have those students come for full days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And we have about 24 of our EL students that also come. It went great. It went off very smoothly. And again, I think the kids were very excited to be back.
And when you say EL, you're saying extended learning.
Yes.
Okay. Well, kids are kids, and I'm sure that they're wanting to play and spend some time with friends who maybe they haven't seen, since March. How are the teachers and school officials maintaining social distancing among these younger kids while also trying to let them, socialize?
Yeah. Well, we have our room set up where, all the students do wear masks, but we do have everyone 6 feet apart, which is a little different. I mean, we've always been a school where we do a lot of group work, which we're still able to do some group work, but they're just spread apart. So I think everybody's used to the way things have been for the last 4 months, even if they weren't in school. I think kids are used to wearing masks. People are used to socially distancing, and I think that's just carried over here.
Well, let me ask you about parents. How are they handling this whole thing? Is there confusion about where students are supposed to be and when?
I think they're doing really well with it. I think the district's done a nice job of informing parents. And, if we've had a few people that we've just had to remind them, you're on Thursday, Friday, not Monday, Tuesday. But most parents, they're well informed. And a decent amount of my parents would like to have the kids back in school. So some parents, they'll have older children that are remote, and then they got little ones that are here. But we do have some parents that have chosen remote learning, even in K and 1.
I would say kindergarten remote learning, what does that look like?
Even in the hybrid setting, they're still doing remote too, because if you're here Monday, Tuesday, you're still doing remote Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So, it's definitely something that we're working on. We're teaching the kids how to do it. It's very helpful having them come to school because the teachers, they're seeing them, in person 2 days a week, and then they can remind them, okay, tomorrow we go on at this time. Let's make sure we got to be here at this time. This is what we're doing. This is when our breaks are. This is when you have special. And the parents are helping because, with a five-year-old, that's something that's a little more difficult than if it was an older student.
Yeah, you bet. Do you have enough computers to go around for all the kids?
We do. I want to say last year we gave out about 200 computers. This year, anybody that had one from last year that came back to McDonough still has them. And then anybody that's asked for one this year has been coming to get them. I want to say I've given out another 200, at least 100. I want to say we were up to maybe 175 more that I gave out. So we have enough computers. I'm not going to have many left here, but all the kids are going to have a computer in their hands.
I know last month district officials were concerned that there would be a shortage of teachers who could teach in person. Have there been enough kindergarten and first grade teachers at your school?
I can speak to my school, and I have enough, yes. We have it worked out. It's actually perfect. I have one person that teaches solely remote in kindergarten, and I have one person that teaches solely remote in first grade. And then I have three kindergarten teachers that do the hybrid and three first grade teachers that do the hybrid. And they are also teaching remote and hybrid at the same time. So it's a little different. I'm asking those people to do both all in the same day. But they're troopers, and they're doing it, and they're working hard.
Feel it's sustainable?
I think it is. I think it is. Like I said, there's going to be days. You could be in the best hot spot in the world, and there's times when your internet goes down. There's different things that you'll work through, but then we just plug along and get right back online. There's some challenges along the way, but these last few days, it's been great. Being in an empty building for many months last year, for me, I'm not someone that can sit still or, just be looking. I have to move around, and it's good seeing people, and it's great having kids. They're happy to be back.
Yeah, it must be nice to have life in the building again.
It's awesome. It's a happy place, and I'm looking forward to the day when we have everybody back.
Ken DiBenedetto, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
He's the principal of McDonough Elementary School in Manchester. For more of our coverage on how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected schools in New Hampshire, you can head to nhpr.org. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.